Hi, everybody. This is Jerry from Meditate With Me, and this is our podcast, Seeking the Light, where we believe asking questions is the answer, and the journey is more important than the destination. We're so glad you stopped in today to spend a little time with us. Hi, everybody. This is Jerry. This is Meditate With Me, and this is our podcast. Thanks for coming by today. I really do appreciate it. This is the beginning of Season 2. This year, I want to cover some specific subjects. We're going to talk about living with heart. We're going to talk about compassion. We're going to talk about interconnectedness. We're going to talk about bringing mindfulness into your everyday life. So as I was thinking about this new season and what we're going to do, I noticed something. It's been happening for a long, long time. But for some reason, it stuck out and just begged to be talked about before we start this season. I've noticed when you're reflecting on what you want out of life, whether it's a career, an education, a family, a firm spiritual foundation, or something else entirely, like you want to make a decent podcast that people will enjoy and maybe get something out of, and you sit, it often seems so very, very clear after midnight. I almost called this podcast After Midnight, but that's another story. But anyhow, after reading and after reflecting and after rewriting and writing your life intentions, everything falls into place and looks perfect. But during the day, when all the bullcrap starts flying, it's easy. It's almost natural to lose sight of what's truly important to you. You know, and I suffer from this as much as anyone. These creeping doubts, they can really be hard to shake. So I try to keep these few points in mind. Number one, it's natural to feel clarity during moments of quiet reflection. When you're sitting in silence by yourself and the outside world's not intruding on your mind, everything seems clear. But you get up the next day and have it challenged by the chaos of life. And the contrast between these two kinds of moments can create doubt, making you question whether the insights you gained, the goals that you set, or the intentions you laid down in your silence are real, or are they just illusions? Well, spoiler alert, they're real. Know it. Know it in your heart. And in those moments of doubt, hold on to them like they are the most precious things you have, because they are. This tension, these doubts, are part of human experience. Every single one of us goes through this at some point or many points in our life. Especially when striving to integrate deeper understanding and your life's intentions into your everyday life. It's easy to grasp profound truths in the calm of night, but the real test is applying them in the turbulence of the day. Instead of seeing this as self-delusion, consider it a reminder that the work of embodying your insights is ongoing. The clarity you experience, the confidence you have, the rightness that you feel in your heart during those midnight reflections isn't invalidated by the challenges of the day. Rather, those challenges offer an opportunity to practice and deepen your clarity, those insights, and that fullness you felt in your heart. It's also worth remembering that no one is immune to the noise and distractions of daily life. And here's the key. The goal isn't to never lose your balance, but to find it again and again, even when the bullcrap is flying. This continual return to your center is where true growth and resilience are found. So I'd like to invite you now to meditate with me for a few minutes. But as always, if you're driving a car, or if you're at work, or if you're doing something dangerous, or you're doing something that may cause you to be interrupted in the next few minutes. I'd suggest you put this on hold and join us later. But if you're ready to go, let's begin to get centered by becoming seated on a chair with your feet flat on the floor, or on your cushion, or lying down. Feel the points of contact between your body and the surface that you're on. And feel the groundedness that this brings between you and the earth. Let's begin by beginning to notice our breath, the coolness of the air at the tip of our nose as we inhale, and the warmth and the moistness of the air as we exhale. As we breathe in, follow the air on its journey to the depths of your lungs, and then follow it on its return path out through your nose, preparing to take yet another breath to continue the miracle of life. Let's just allow our breath to fall into its natural rhythm. Let your body become more and more relaxed. On each exhale, feel the tenseness in your neck and shoulders fall away, allowing your shoulders to fall and relax. Continue being aware of the tension leaving your body with each exhale. And just be aware of the life-giving oxygen each inhale brings to you. Let's just relax in our breath, in its natural rhythm. No need to breathe deep, no need to breathe fast or slow. Experience your breath as you do always. As you're breathing, bring to mind one of your intentions, your goals, or insights that you've reflected on recently. Hold this thought in your heart. Feel the weight. Feel the significance of it. Just hold it there. Embrace it for a few moments. If outside thoughts, unwanted thoughts come to mind, that's normal. It's to be expected. Just recognize that thought and let it go by bringing your attention back to your breath, and then recall the insight that you were holding near and dear. And now, visualize a scene from your daily life. The kind of scene that might cause you to lose sight of this intention or goal due to distractions or stress. See yourself pausing, taking a breath, and gently returning to your intention. Just like finding your center when you momentarily lose your balance. Think about these few thoughts. I trust in my clarity. My insights are mine. I hold them dear, close to my heart. I return to my center with ease and grace. Understand the power in these words. I trust in my clarity. I hold my intentions close and dear to my heart. I am able to return to my center with ease and grace. You may return to this meditation anytime you like, anytime you feel it's good. And I invite you to carry this sense of clarity and balance with you through your day. So as you begin to come back to your environment, you can wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. Open your eyes if you had them closed. Feel the air on your skin. Become aware of the sounds around you. And now, may the pure light that shines from within illuminate your path, and may peace guide your steps.